Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
If you're in the cattle business, you've got to attend the 6th Cattlemen's Congress, January 4th through the 14th at the OKC Fairgrounds. It's the largest beef cattle show in the country, featuring the best bulls and heifers in 26 breeds, and over 20 seed stock purebred sales as well. Walk the aisles in the barns and network with purebred producers from across the U.S. The sold-out trade show lets you look at the latest cattle industry equipment and technology, and lots of Western bling as well. Admission and parking are free. More info at cattlemenscongress.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
John Bode, president and CEO of the Corn Refiners Association, spoke with our own Macy Carter, talking about who he sees as the current winners and losers in the MAHA effort.
I think the winners are the recognition that obesity-based chronic disease is a real problem, so we're identifying real problems, and that helps us better address those. The losers have been the attack on our regulatory system because that is not thoughtful. We need science and risk-based policies, and we need confidence in our regulatory systems, and that confidence must be earned.
Bode also explained that MAHA often gets it wrong when it drifts away from what major scientific organizations agree on.
First of all, my standard is, what do the authoritative scientific bodies say? It's not what just some scientist somewhere has said once. And so you look at the authoritative scientific bodies, they're supportive of vaccines, appropriate use of vaccines. They're supportive of drinking pasteurized milk, not raw milk. They are supportive of science and risk-based policies in review of pesticides and other crop protection tools. That is a sound approach. And so it doesn't necessarily fit with attention-grabbing headlines, but it is the sound approach that enables us to advance public health while controlling cost.
He also discussed how MAHA can encourage evidence-based policymaking without unfairly targeting specific foods or ingredients.
I think, first of all, use sound procedures so that you're listening to stakeholders, you give, you meet the radical transparency pledge that Secretary Kennedy made when he was confirmed.
To hear more from John Bode, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, farmers and ranchers interested in signing up for the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP, or the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP, have until January the 15th to submit that paperwork. Although the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service program allows for continuous sign-up, the agency is implementing this national batching period to ensure that producers have access to funding and support following the government shutdown. Administered by NCRS, CSP and EQIP provide financial and technical assistance for producers implementing conservation practices while maintaining agricultural production. Through both programs, the applying producer will develop a conservation plan with the support from their local NRCS staff to ensure the implemented practices benefit natural resources and meet the applicant's conservation goals. Farmers interested in applying can contact their local NRCS office. You can also find your local office listed at nrcs.usda.gov. You've got farm news. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.